All aboard Streamline Express. All aboard.
But I must get on that train. I'll give you the full price of the ticket just to get on for 5 minutes.
Are you absolutely certain? Yes or no? Did you see that train?
You're darn certain I've seen that train.
There's your pride and joy just coming off the turntable.
Yes, sir, the old express.
I'm Ethan Smith, and this is the Steam Engine Express. We begin today with a visit to the Isle of Man. Steemit user Donovan Page recounts what life is like on an island featured prominently in the recent Paradise Papers for its identity as a corporate tax shelter. Located between England and Northern Ireland, the Isle of Man is characterized as a place with apparent wealth but few full-time residents. Donovan Page gives an excellent first-hand look at what it's like to live in such an environment, recounting imagery such as Ferraris parked beside tractors. In addition to this post, the Isle of Man tax haven, Donovan Page has promised more posts about life on the Isle of Man, so stay tuned to his blog to read about motorcycle races, strange animals, and just how the Isle became infamous for tax evasion. A slight rotation of the globe leads us to Malaysia, where Eliza Chang recounts an exciting lunch date funded by Steam. In her post, Lunch Paid with SBD, Eliza includes a photo of her grilled pork belly with kimchi set lunch, which was paid for by her friend and Steamian Little New Things and reimbursed later on the Steam blockchain with Steam-backed dollars. Eliza's post reminds us that Steam may be used across the globe in many ways, even if it isn't directly accepted as payment by a merchant. So the next time you and a friend go to lunch or to a movie and one person picks up the check, consider paying them back with Steam and share the experience with the community. Over the past few weeks, I've used my personal account to support the efforts of Steamian and Steam Engine passenger Mitneb. Her curation project seeks out new Steamians whose first language is not English. Today we take a look at the latest edition of the Mitneb Curation Trail Project Daily Report for January 4th. The report features introduction posts by Steamians from Venezuela, Nigeria, and more places who are just getting started on the platform. I encourage you to visit Mitneb's blog and support her efforts by upvoting and commenting on these new Steamians' posts with encouragement and helpful comments. It may be game night soon for the readers of Steemit user TJ5553's latest blog. In this third post in his game review series, TJ recounts his experience playing Bears vs. Babies, a card-based game published by the creators of Exploding Kittens. Building monsters to fend off droves of evil babies may sound peculiar, but you may soon find yourself oddly entertained by the game as you collect cards to assemble bizarre monsters. An excellent review by TJ will make you want to check out this game, even if the title sounds completely absurd. But don't take my word for it, go read his review, and while you're there, check out the rest of the posts in his game review series. You'll be hosting game night in no time. Finally today, let's take a moment to think about Steemit itself. In a blog entitled Steemit's UX is poor by design and that's an awesome thing for Steam, passenger FKN Mayhem writes a compelling editorial about the state of Steemit's user experience design. If you've been on the platform any time at all, you'll know that Steemit has its quirks. Mayhem uses this blog to remind us that the creators of Steemit intended for Steemit.com to be just the beginning of interfaces designed to access the Steam blockchain. He argues that this perspective gave rise to current projects such as Busy.org, ChainBB, DTube, and DSound, and he challenges other developers to explore new ways to access the blockchain. For those of us who aren't developers, Mayhem's thoughts are a reminder to look deeper before criticizing, because the full picture might just inspire even more creativity across the platform. The Steam Engine Express features five of the best posts curated by the Steam Engine Initiative each week across the Steemit platform. The Express is produced by Ethan D. Smith exclusively for the Steam Engine Initiative on Steemit.com. That's all for this week's episode. To read posts mentioned in today's Express or to listen to past episodes, visit my blog at steemit.com/@EthanDSmith. I hope you'll catch the next Express.